FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. At Craig and Owen, be amazed at what life was like over 1,000 years ago. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
We move on now, though, and a warning with regards to our skin. The majority of us probably have our fingers crossed for another heatwave, and for good reason. We do like a bit of sun. It can improve our mood and do wonders for our health, get us out and about. But the Irish Skin Foundation are urging people to enjoy the sun safely this summer and avoid the nasty side effects and health risks that can come with prolonged exposure to the sun. Michelle Dolan is on the line from the Irish Skin Foundation. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Morning, Gavin. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks for joining us this morning. Some people might hear this and think that in a country such as Ireland, where it seems like we get the sun once in a blue moon, that to be talking about skin and skin cancer can either A, be something like the work of a killjoy, or B, be unnecessary.
I know. But I suppose from our point of view, for the first time, actually, melanoma diagnosis, which is a type of skin cancer, they've exceeded the 1,000 cases mark per year. So that's the latest figure from the National Cancer Registry. So we just want to alert people to the dangers potentially of overexposure to ultraviolet radiation. I suppose, you know, so some of the key messages, we live in a temperate climate, but ultraviolet radiation is present, you know, on a cloudy day. You know, you can get sunburnt on a cloudy day, you can get sunburnt under the water. So our key message really is to have fun in the sun, but protect yourself appropriately.
And we know about the need to cover up with factor 50 is typically the one that's suggested to us, as high as we're willing to go on that particular one. But going back to that number that you mentioned with regards to the skin cancer diagnoses, do we know why that number is going up? I mean, obviously there's more people, first of all. I don't know if that's a factor, but what's behind it in your own view?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, I don't know if you know sort of the idea or you've heard of the concept of skin type. So it's how essentially we respond to sunlight, so whether we burn easily or tan easily. So most people in Ireland would fall into skin type category 1 or 2, which means that we burn easily and tan poorly. So we're much more susceptible to sun damage and later in life to skin cancer. So we're encouraging people to know their skin type, and then they'll be able to protect themselves accordingly. And then the second thing is that occasional, I suppose sun can affect us, or ultraviolet radiation from the sun can affect us in two ways. One, occasional intense sun exposure and sunburn increases skin cancer risk, in particular melanoma, and also a different non-melanoma type of skin cancer called basal cell. But also that sun damage is cumulative. So, you know, whatever happens in your lifetime, that builds up. And so there's another type of skin cancer called squamous cell carcinoma, which is usually as a consequence of cumulative sun damage. So I suppose in a nutshell, we're genetically predisposed for the most part, and then it's lifestyle behaviours.
Okay, and I guess we're travelling more and taking more sun holidays and probably not taking the necessary precautions when the sun is at its strongest in the Mediterranean or wherever.
Exactly. So what we're encouraging, we're sort of targeting the sun-loving public. So that's everybody, basically. but in particular, focusing on people who intend to spend time holidaying in the sun. Now, that could be at home, like last week, or we had amazing weather last week, or abroad. So I suppose the main aim of our campaign is to help clarify and simplify how people can protect and inspect their skin. So we have a website just on irishskin.ie, and there's a whole host of resources there, things like skin type, you know, why you need to know about solar UV radiation, understanding the UV index, protecting children, and even things like, you know, it's very interesting, say for example, ultraviolet light penetrating glass. Now for the most part, UVB, which is a type of ultraviolet radiation, it's one of the components of, so say for example, ultraviolet radiation is a component of sunlight, and it's divided into ultraviolet A, B and C. We don't have to worry about ultraviolet type C because that's the atmosphere, it doesn't penetrate the atmosphere. But if you think of ultraviolet A, think of ageing. So it's associated with premature skin ageing, but also with skin cancer. And ultraviolet type B is associated with, think of B for burning. So say, for example, just talk about glass. Ultraviolet B doesn't penetrate window glass, but ultraviolet A does. So we have a lot of information about, you know, say if you drive for a living, or if you work in a greenhouse, you know, a glass greenhouse, that you would want to consider, even though you potentially think they're indoor environments, you actually are exposed to a lot of ultraviolet radiation. So it's just being aware of all those, the subtleties, really.
Okay, and in terms of looking after ourselves, we have to be aware, but is it literally just a matter of buying the right sun protection, the right sun cream, and applying it properly?
Well, it's a combination, actually. So we would never say wholly rely on sunscreen. Sunscreen is a really important part of, an element of protecting your skin, but protective clothing and shade are very important as well. So if you were thinking, though, about sunscreen, I suppose the most important thing, dermatologists would recommend that at a minimum, you would choose a factor, an SPF, 30. That stands for sun protection factor 30, which blocks the UV B rays. So that's at a minimum. And then you go for something that's broad spectrum. So that blocks UVB, but also UVA. So how you can recognise that is the UVA is indicated by a star system on some products. So the higher the number of stars, usually 4 or 5, the better. Or there's a little UVA symbol within a circle on the container. And that means that UVA protection is a minimum of a third of the indicated SPF protection. So apply it frequently, at minimum every 2 hours, particularly if you're, if you're exercising or sweating or swimming or after towel drying. You apply the correct timing, at least 20 or 30 minutes before you go out in the sun, so it can absorb. Don't forget places like your ears, your neck, your nose, the top of your feet, or if your hair is thinning, your scalp, all these little places that could easily, get sunburned.
We don't to admit we need it up there, though.
What's that?
We don't like to admit that we need to put sunscreen on the scalp.
I know, but it's a crucial spot. And I suppose, the last thing as well is that the quantity. So a good way of remembering it is if you have at least 1 teaspoon to each body part. So say, for example, head, neck and face, 1 teaspoon, each arm, 1 teaspoon, each leg, and so on. So it's a great way of knowing the quantity. Okay. And we have actually, we have a very nice leaflet that you can download or just read on the website as well that kind of summarises all the information.
And that website is irishskin.ie. Michelle, I hope we need your advice very soon.
I hope you heed the advice.
Fair point. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good to talk to you.
All the very best. Bye-bye. That's Michelle Dolan there of the Irish Skin Foundation.
Clare FM's Morning Focus, the voice of the Banner County.